10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. We are so happy to have you here on the pre-show this half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. It is Thursday, August 28th, 5:31. Thank you for being here. Good morning.
Good morning. What a night. Mercedes, I had a wild night last night.
What happened? Why was your night so wild?
Me and the kids, Summerlin South, Little League, we partied. You know what? We just got back from the bar.
Oh, man.
It was amazing.
Wow. Drinking with the underage children. That's wonderful.
Lots of OJ, lots of juice flowing. Let me share that parade. Downtown Summerlin yesterday was so much fun. Nick Carter was there, obviously. He said hi. It was the closest I've ever seen Nick Carter, to be honest with you. I was a little starstruck. But yeah, it was really cool. I know we're going to address that later on in the show, but yeah. Were you there, by the way?
No, I was not there. My daughter had an event on the other side of town we had to take her to, and so I wasn't able to make it out there. But all the coverage I saw online and on TV looked absolutely amazing and so well-deserved. It looked like everybody came out and showed up for that team, which was amazing. I'm so excited for them, and it looked like a really great time.
Yeah, it really did. They were really cool. You know what? I pieced together a video, and I'll send it to you, and then we'll post it up really, really soon on the socials. But anyway, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, like we had a busy night last night. My daughter is very much involved in school. She is in this club and in this club, and then she's on some advisory board, and that's what she was doing last night. She had it's for the Clark County school system. They have like this advisory board, and they have students that are on it, and she's one of those students. So she had like a big meeting on the other side of town last night. So the girl gets out of school, has a club meeting, comes home, changes, goes to the advisory meeting, comes home, has another sort of like Zoom interview. So I didn't see her until like 7. But like, I mean, like, see her without doing a school project until like 7:30 last night. I felt so bad. I'm like, this girl has so much going on. It's crazy.
How old is she again?
She's 16.
Oh my gosh.
I know. She's got a fuller schedule than I do. It's insane. But yeah, so we were busy taking her around the places yesterday. And then, of course, no spoilers, but watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. And man, Steph, did you happen to watch yesterday's episode?
I didn't finish.
Okay.
But
I'm not gonna say anything.
I tell you right now, I'm so mad at everybody on that show.
You're just done with it.
I'm done, but I want to know how it ends. Like right now, I don't know how this series, because this is a series finale season, right? Like this is it.
Well, so the books, they end at this episode that we just watched, basically. So now there's three more episodes, and everyone is in the dark. Everyone's like, because the books don't address what happens after this. So this is all new to everyone for the next three episodes. So that's what makes it so exciting. It's like everybody knew what happened to up until this point, but now it's like a free-for-all. Jenny Han has got us like in a chokehold waiting to find out what happens.
Can you just tell me how you're feeling without spoiling anything after last night's
episode? I'm still Team Conrad. I'll just say that. Like, I never diverted. I still am Team Conrad. I definitely think that he's had his ups and downs, and I'm not saying he's like Mr. Innocent in anything, but I think that his heart has always been there for Belly, and he went through some really tough times, and I feel like that's where she belongs. But who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, you just don't know.
I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to
finish.
Yeah,
you just don't know what happened. So yeah, I was very excited to watch that last night. That was good. And then, is anyone watching Big Brother? Are either of you guys watching Big Brother at all?
James is watching Big Brother.
That show is making me absolutely insane. Like, first of all, I thought the cast was like the worst ever, and now they're making me so upset. Rachel Riley, who was on previous episodes, previous cast, and she actually lived in Vegas for a little while. She is like, I love her one minute and then I hate her the next minute. It's like, it's
polarizing.
So crazy. She's polarizing, but she's very smart. Like, she knows how to play this game. And so one minute I was like cheering her on. The next minute I'm like, why are you being so mean? Like, it's just crazy. I'm so torn on this show. But yeah, caught a little bit of that last night. So yeah, it was trying to get myself to calm down between those two shows. I was like, that was a chore in and of itself.
Can I bring it back real quick for The Summer I Turned Pretty? It's not something I can just jump into. If I'm on season one, I can't just jump into the current season and it wouldn't make sense.
Right? I wouldn't recommend it. You probably could, but there's so much background and history that you need to know about to know what's going on now and know the little there's all these Easter eggs,
yeah,
little things that happen and you're like, that was from season two. And so yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I would start from the beginning
and
if I were you.
I know. Noted. You knowing you, Julian, with like the love of rom-coms and mm-hmm. stuff like that, mm-hmm. although it's more romantic than it is comedy, I think you would really enjoy it and start from the beginning and just binge it. I just binge it and tell us what you think from like, oh my God, I can't believe Connor, I do this. Like, yeah. I want to hear people's reaction
okay.
from earlier seasons.
I'm on season one. I'm on like episode, I think, is 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So it's a slow thing. It's a slow thing, but I'll get there. Maybe I'll take this weekend and actually do what you said.
Yeah, the long Labor Day weekend. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. Some people traveling. Others are just like, nope, we're going to stay and chill at home. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool weekend here on Mix 94.1 radio-wise. You definitely want to be listening because we're celebrating the Taylor and Travis engagement this weekend on Mix 94.1 Woo! With your chance to win a rock of your own, a 2-carat lab-grown diamond ring from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So we'll have some details on that for you coming up. But let's do it. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Be My Lover by LaBouche? To hear Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes. You can try to resist, try to hide from my kiss, but you know that you can't fight the moonlight. Or do you want to hear Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy? Choices. Get those votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this. All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you have your spot at home, or maybe it's your spot that people can always find you at? I was really surprised when my kid told me she can always find me in one of three spots, and she's not wrong. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Be My Lover by LaBouche is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you ever notice how everybody has their spots? I don't know if you guys are like this, but not just at home, but just in life. Like, you've got your coffee shop where the barista knows your drink before you even say a word, or you have your restaurant where you don't even need to open the menu. You always already know what you want. And then inside your house, I feel like there's always that one spot that everyone just knows belongs to you. When I was growing up, it was my dad and his chair. Like, the rules were unspoken, but very real. You could sit in it when he was not at home. But if he ever walked into the room, you had to get up immediately. Like, that was dad's chair. Nobody argued. No one even said anything. You just knew that was his spot, right?
Absolutely. That's like his territory.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything like that? Apparently, I've turned into my dad because last night, Brooklyn, I guess, was looking for me all over the house, and I was in my closet cleaning some stuff out. And she walks in. She goes, "Wow, you're not in one of your spots." And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "You're so predictable. You're always in the same three places in the house." And I was like, "The same three places?" She's like, "Yeah, I can always find you either sitting at the kitchen table working, on the far left side of the couch watching your shows or in bed. That's it. She's like, you go, she goes, you don't exist anywhere else in this house. And I was like, wow, I had no idea I had my spots. But honestly, she's right. Those are my three spots. I basically live in a triangle in my own house.
So essentially, she's realized this the whole time. She just verbally made it apparent to you yesterday, yeah?
Yes, yes. How about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have two spots. So I had one less than you. I am definitely doing most of my stuff in bed. I never used to do this, but for some reason, migrated over to the bed. I do all my like editing stuff on, you know, for videos, and then I'll watch my podcast and just TV on my phone or on my iPad, and then obviously sleep. And then downstairs, my kitchen nook area, the nook area, I'll just eat. And honestly, sometimes it's very awkward, but I'm so tired, I'll just like take a nap on the kitchen nook area. It's like a 90-degree nap. I'll like lean over and take a nap for like, matter of fact, I did it yesterday before I went to downtown Summerlin. And those are my two spots. I got one less than you.
In the kitchen nook, like in a closet or?
No, well, the nook, I call it like a breakfast bar.
Oh, you sit at the counter and just lay on the counter?
Well, no, I put my, like, so I'm sitting on a chair and I'll lean over 90 degrees. Yeah, no, yeah, 90 degrees. No, 45 degrees. And I'll just lean over and just rest my head on the actual counter because, honestly, I'm just so lazy. I don't want to go upstairs and take a nap sometimes.
No couch or anything like that? You're like, the breakfast bar will suffice.
Mercedes, I have not touched my couch the entire time I've been here, and that's been 2 months.
Oh, man. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. Steph, do you guys have, you and James have your spots?
Okay, we do. So, but we kind of fight over one part of the couch, and I'll tell you why. So we have a couch that's a sectional, and the part of the couch that's the sectional is facing the TV is like our favorite spot. So James comes home later than I do, so I'll be on that part of the couch, and he's like, you know, he gives me my moment where I can be on that part of the sectional. And then since I go to bed early, he goes, all right, time to get my spot back. I'm like, sorry, I'll leave.
You get kicked out of your own spot.
Yes, and sometimes Momo takes our spot too. Like, Momo, move, get out.
Momo has priority, man.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, August 28th. It is 6:03, almost at the weekend. You're almost there, and hopefully you get a three-day weekend with it being Labor Day on Monday. It is kind of gloomy out there. A little bit of showers yesterday, just enough to get the car dirty. Of course, that always happens this way. But it was beautiful last night for the Summerlin South Parade that happened in downtown Summerlin, celebrating our Little League champions, U.S. champs. That was really cool to see. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But you guys good this morning?
Absolutely. I'm feeling great. And I'm just excited. Excited today, excited for the weekend, etc.
Hey, Steph, I meant to ask you. I know you were having lunch with a friend you had not seen in like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday or day before yesterday? I never asked you how that went.
Yeah, it was a couple days ago. And it was honestly, it was so good to catch up with her. It's been forever since I've seen her. It's like no time has passed.
Wait, did she live with you in San Diego, or you guys both live here now? Or?
So she's from San Diego like I am, and we were on the same dance team together.
Oh, cool.
And now she lives here. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Another new friend. Well, old new friend, right? But there was this really weird, awkward moment. And this is one of the reasons why it's hard for me to go out to lunch with people, because of these awkward who's paying moments. And that's what we had. So when we were out to lunch, we had the same thing. We ordered the same soup. We split one appetizer, and we got waters all around. So easy, you know, thinking like, okay, cool. We could split the bill down the middle, two cards. Cool. The bill comes, and I went to go put my card down first.
Mm.
And this is where I was like, awkward. I froze. Because when I put my card down, she said, oh my God, thank you.
Oh, no.
Like, I wish I was there.
No. And then I'm like, I kind of froze at first. And when I'm like, well, do you want to just split it? And then she goes, yeah, or I can just get you next time. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm thinking, well, first of all, I haven't seen this girl in like 12, 13 years. And I really know, knowing our lifestyles and just like the way we are, I really don't know the next time I'm going to have time with her.
2035. You're going to have to account for inflation too.
So in that moment, well, she ended up, I was like, no, don't, you know, let's just split it now. You know, like trying to like gravitate from this awkward moment. And she goes, okay, cool. So that was fine. We ended up splitting the bill. But should I have said before I put my card down, should we split this? Or was I in the right for just putting it down, assuming that she would put her card down as well, or even offer something?
I see both sides of it, honestly. Like, you probably should have said, like, you want to split it or something before that. But I also think that, you know, if I'm having lunch with someone, they put down their card, I'm going to be like, oh, here, you know, let me pay for my half or whatever. So for her to just assume that meant that you were taking care of the whole thing, that was kind of presumptuous. But, I mean, just that whole discussion thereafter, you probably should have said something before you put the card down.
What do you think, Julian?
Well, I love you to death, but if I can be completely honest with you, you should have never put the card down. What I always say, depending on the relationship, but in this situation specific, you should have said, so how do you want to do this? Just say, you know, just in a,
okay,
you know, with some coup, say, how do you want to do this? Because when you put the card down, that's an invite. That's an invite over to my house. So that's an invite saying, hey, I got this.
So I should have said something before. And this is, I remember taking myself back. We were in this deep, like, conversation, and I was just going through the motions. And I didn't want to interrupt her and stop, like, in her mid-conversation, be like, oh, hey, by the way, you want to split this? But moving forward, like, I should have just been like, hey, you know, the bill's here. How do you want to do this? Or what should I have done?
I'm going to give you, I mean, I don't even know if this makes sense, but here's a pro tip. Act confused. I do it all the time. Be like, oh man. So, you know, and just kind of look all over the place and be like, so how do you want to do this? Cause you're not sure. You know what I mean? You don't want to make such a big deal of it. So if you actually act confused, it takes away from the, from the pressure. You laugh. I do it all the time.
I just can't picture myself being like, oh, you know,
I don't understand the question. How do you want to do this? Like, the question is, do you want to split it or am I paying? Like, how do you want to do this mean? Exactly. Like, I'll take 33% of it. You do the 66. Like, what does that even mean?
Like you're trying to take away from like how like the stress of the situation, because you don't want them to think you're thinking about who's paying. So sometimes, you know, for me personally, I'll be like, oh, so how do you want to do this? You know, I just act kind of like it's a question. I throw it back on
them.
Are
you doing that so that you're hoping that they offer to pay for it?
No comment.
See, now you know, Steph, if you go out to dinner, to lunch with Julian, you're paying.
I'm not going out to lunch with anybody anymore. Moving on.
Yo, y'all want to go eat some lunch afterwards?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
Well, a lot coming up on the show this morning. We have your tickets to New Kids on the Block, 7:30, their Vegas residency. We've got the passes for you. Not only that, but when you win them, you'll be entered in that grand prize drawing to sit on those bar stool seats right in front of the stage. And then also get a meet and greet with them. It's going to be really cool. Make sure you are listening for that. That's coming up 7:30 this morning. And on the way next, we have what's trending. Taylor and Travis's engagement got even more Swiftie approved. There are record-breaking likes, hidden clues about the lucky number 13. The internet has its receipts, and we're going to break it all down coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. Woo! Coming in hot. She is trending along with Travis. We've got even more Swiftie sleuthing details about their engagement. The Instagram post itself was a record breaker, over 1 million likes in the first hour. It's now sitting at more than 30 million. And then, you know that Taylor cannot resist her lucky number 13, right? Well, the announcement came at 1 p.m. Eastern, which is 1300 hours in military time. There's all sorts of little connections here.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm just trying to fathom all this. This is it's a lot. It's a lot of numbers.
She was on Travis's podcast on August 13th, and boom, engagement announcement exactly 13 days later. And if you're keeping score, there's also 39 days, 13 times 3, before her album drops October 3rd. The math checks out. It's Swiftie edition math here. The ring, we talked a little bit about it. They're saying it's about $1 million. Fans swear there is a little T on it. Others say it just looks like her fancy monogram stationery, but see what you think. Either way, I'm thinking Claire's needs to start stocking dupes and letting everyone buy a Taylor Swift knockoff. Travis actually started planning this engagement proposal 6 to 8 months ago, I guess. He got the ring locked down by July, which... that is the most organized man behavior I have ever heard of. That is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree. You know, being the fact that they seem so organized and so deliberate, so planned out, do you think that they already have the venue picked out? Do you think they've thought that far, you know, in terms of venue, invite list, the food? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it takes a while to plan stuff like that. They're saying that they're going to keep it private and it's going to be a more casual wedding than people think. So translation, we're not getting an invite, so don't even bother checking. But yeah, they say that it's going to be a very simple, small ceremony with just like their closest friends and family, nothing big and grand, which I get and I kind of love that for them. But then there's another part of me that is like, oh, this is like the royal wedding of the United States. Why are you taking this away from us?
And I get that as well. But then I try to put myself in their shoes, the pressure, right? If it's being compared to the royal wedding, it's like, who do you invite? Who do you not invite? Do you just literally invite everyone? I feel like, and maybe you can speak more on this, but like if you have a smaller wedding, it gives you, what's what I'm looking for? Not an excuse, but it gives you a reason. A reason for people not to get upset with you, right? Why didn't you invite me? Oh, well, we had a smaller wedding and, you know, we just wanted to keep it really to friends and, you know, really close, you know, really, I'm sorry, family and really close friends. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I definitely think that maybe that's, you know, they're just wanting to keep it to the people that are closest to them. And when you're that big, you don't know, you know, yeah, you're friends with celebrities, but what really is a friendship, right? Is it in a professional manner? Is it because you met on a movie set one time, or you know what I mean? So I think that fits them to a T. So it should be pretty good. And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So I've got a neighborhood mystery on my hands. Every single day, you guys, I see this and it's making me really, really nervous. And I don't know if it's one of those things where I should mind my own business, go about my day, or if I should actually get involved. Because I don't want to be that neighbor who involves herself in things that need no involvement. So basically, every single day, I drive through my neighborhood and I pass this one house. And then when I do it, I immediately start spiraling because I've noticed, and this has been for the last, okay, I noticed it on Saturday, and then yeah, it's been almost a week. So there are Amazon packages stacked up at this front door, like it's a warehouse. I'm not talking 3 or 4 packages, guys. There's got to be at least 10 packages on the front door of this house in my neighborhood. And it looks like Santa's workshop or something. It's just, it's crazy. And here's where my brain goes. Are they okay in there? Should I be worried? Did they leave town and just forget to pause their Prime orders? Because if they're gone, why are they still ordering so much stuff? If they're not gone, why haven't they opened the door in 2 weeks to get their stuff that they ordered? And I've thought about walking up and grabbing the boxes so no one steals them and leaving like a little note like, hey, I've got your stuff, neighbor. But then I imagine ending up on the next viral TikTok of someone stealing packages off of someone's doorstep and them catching me on their Ring doorbell in full high def, like 4K. I just know that would happen to me. So like, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck in this weird like moral limbo right now. Do I mind my own business or do I act like a good Samaritan and risk looking like I'm stealing on camera? Like, what should I do in this situation? 702-364-9400.
Friendly advice. I would leave it alone. It's not your... I mean, unless you know them and you have a relationship with them, I mean, to be blunt, it's really not your business.
No.
No.
I don't know these people. I know them. I know who lives there, but I don't have a relationship with them. But I'm just a little worried. I just feel like
worried.
Something. Yes.
Wow. No, I was going to say, maybe they're probably just out of town.
For this long, why do they keep ordering packages? And why hasn't anyone picked them up? And shouldn't I be a good neighbor and like grab them for them and let them know like, hey, I've got your packages so no one steals them? Like, I don't know. It's just something's giving me a bad feeling, you know?
Yeah. Past experience, though, a lot of people order stuff and then they forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I know you can get the notifications on their phone, but a lot of people just like, they don't really think about it and they just figure, you know, when we get back from vacation, that's when we'll pick up our packages.
Oh, I don't know. Why am I so paranoid about this? 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's talk to Courtney. Hey, Courtney, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. First of all, I love the way you're thinking. I'm listening to you. I'm like, yep, that's totally what I would do. I would totally have that thought process.
It's worrisome.
Talk to the ring. Say, hey, I'm not stealing. That way, if you're not on recording saying, they're going to catch you.
That's
you
a good idea.
Have your stuff.
Yeah, so go up to the doorbell like, hey, I'm your neighbor. I live here at this address. I know you don't know me, but I'm going to grab your packages for you because I'm worried. And please come and get them. I'm not stealing them. Like, make sure I do a dance or something. Like, I'm not stealing your packages.
Exactly.
I like that idea, Courtney, because I don't want to end up on TikTok where they're like, do you know who this person is? Let's talk to Heather. Heather, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think that you should knock on the door, and if nobody answers, if this is really unusual, call in for a well check.
Just call the police? Is that like a non-emergency call that you do for that?
It is, yes. And they will go in out and see if they can see if the person's okay.
Yeah. I hate to let my mind go there, but it always does. Like, my mind always goes to these places. I worry too much about people. I worry about people that I don't even know. I just want to make sure they're okay. You know what I mean?
It's very sweet. I have an idea for you. If you're still kind of like on the fence, if you're not sure, why don't you just wait a few more days? Maybe wait a few more days and then maybe move forward on one of these decisions.
Well, like I said, I started noticing this on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it's been almost a week. Steph, what do you think? Do you think that I should do something or do you think I should just leave it alone?
Oh, you have to do something, Mercedes. If it's knocking on the door, if it's leaving a note, or even just ringing their doorbell and leaving a video message saying, hey, this is me. I live a few blocks away, but I've noticed that there's a lot of Amazon packages. I don't want your Amazon boxes getting stolen, so let me know if I could help you with any way, and maybe leave them your Instagrams and not your phone number.
That's the thing. Like, I still might end up on TikTok if I do that. They might post that, like, look what my neighbor did. Let's talk to Diane. Hey, Diane, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, definitely get involved.
Why do you say that?
I mean, because it's the right thing to do. You're not butting in and telling them how to parent their children or anything.
Mm.
You're just concerned. Go to the neighbors around the house and see if anybody that knows them better, and start there maybe.
That's a good idea.
I'm like my own neighborhood watch. Like, I just watch everything. And I think I don't want to get overly involved. But Diane, you're right. And everyone who, you know, who gave the good advice, I appreciate it. Some people are saying for sure call 311. Okay, now I'm actually getting nervous. And I think I will do a well check today. Some people are asking, are they elderly? Maybe go over there. From what I've seen, no, they are not. They're like, I would guess 40s, maybe 50s. Someone said, send Matt over there right now to find out.
He'll have his chest out. Are you okay?
You know what? He has been sent to the emergency room for trying to help our neighbors before. Like, there was a fire at one of our neighbor's houses, and he literally broke a window to go in there to try to rescue the neighbor, and he ended up in the hospital because of it.
Is he a modern-day Superman?
I don't know, man, but I think that's the best to have Matt do it. Coming at you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, that Powerball jackpot has climbed again with no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. It now stands at $950 million with the cash option just under $429 million. Not too shabby. A few others got lucky, though, with $2 million tickets sold in Ohio, Virginia, and Mississippi, plus $1 million winners in New York, Virginia, and Arizona. The next drawing is on Saturday. So drive to State Line, get your lucky numbers ready, start imagining how you're going to awkwardly explain quitting your job on Monday so you can get this jackpot.
Have you ever tried to win one of those, Mercedes?
Oh, yeah. We talk about it on the show all the time. Like, we will have our friends drive down to State Line and grab some tickets. My husband will do it and, like, tell our friends, hey, I'm going to State Line. Who wants tickets? People will Venmo him money so he can grab them tickets. And then he, you know, distributes when he gets back. So, yeah, definitely.
Have you ever won? Have you guys ever come close?
I wouldn't be here if I did.
Well, I mean,
I would not be here.
True. There's different denominations. This reminds me, not the Powerball, but I went to high school. I'll never forget. His name is Todd Zimmerman, and he won the, what was it? It was the lottery. He won $1.7 million.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, and I regret not being his friend.
you just wanted to get a little bit of that cash?
No, nothing to do with the monetary. No, I just wanted to be his friend.
Yeah, sure. I see where your priorities are. Also this morning, Pop Mart fans, tonight is the night. I know some of you, myself included, are still in the Labubu fan club, and there's a brand new line of mini Labubus that are launching. These little guys are just 2.36 inches tall, and they're like little bag charms. Each blind box is alphabet themed, and there's a rare edition that has a 1 in 168 chance of being pulled. The price starts at $22.99 per box, $321 for a full set, and they go on sale at in 4 minutes at tonight. 7 p.m. So you can check those out. These minis are basically like the fun size candy bars of the Labubu world. They're smaller, still addictive, easier to justify to your wallet on these ones.
So educate me real quick. Would you call this would you call this a money grab? Or is this something that, because to me, the Labubu's original ones aren't really that, they're not that big.
What do you mean? Like size wise?
Yes. Do you think this is just another reason to spend more money? You know, is it really necessary for a Labubu collector?
I think that, you know, everything's a money grab, right? Everybody's trying to make money. And so I say that if you're a fan and you love the little bag charms, which I do love the little bag charms, you would probably want to get one. The problem I have with these specifically is I love them. They look really cute. I love the size. I actually like the size better than the bigger ones, but they're letter specific, like I said. And so I would really love to get my name, my initial, an M, but you don't know what you're going to get. You know, it's a blind box. So I could end up with a Q, and then I'm like, well, I've got a Q. And I want to know what I'm getting on this, because I specifically want certain letters, you know?
Yeah, unless you just spend a lot of money to get that M.
I don't need all of them. I just want the one.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, a food science expert has come up with a great way to enjoy your chocolate. She is Dr. Natalie Hyensith, and she says she has created a 90-second musical track called The Sweetest Melody, and it makes chocolate taste better while you eat it. Does anybody have chocolate on them right now? I don't have any chocolate. Steph, you have any chocolate?
I have a protein bar that has chocolate.
Okay, can you take a bite of it?
Okay.
Okay, so apparently if I play this sound, this tune, it's set at 78 beats per minute. It's got piano, it's got harp, it's got strings, and they say that the length matches the exact time that chocolate melts in your mouth. So the idea is multi-sensory integration, where music will boost the sweetness and the creaminess of the chocolate. Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to take a bite now?
Yes. So okay. Tell me when you take your bite, like just make a little grunty noise, and I'm going to start the music and tell me if it changes your experience with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Oh.
Is it changing your chocolate experience?
She's laughing.
Why am I happier?
Are you serious?
I don't know what it is.
Is it the song you're enjoying?
I think it's like the feeling I'm getting from hearing the sounds.
They're saying that this song makes chocolate taste better.
Why does this make me feel like I'm going across a rainbow?
rainbow.
Are you being serious?
I'm so serious. Like, okay, like if I'm listening to nothingness and I'm eating a chocolate bar, fine. But when this music is playing, I feel like I'm a unicorn coming out of a rainbow.
Oh my gosh. I need a remix that makes like broccoli taste like Snickers or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I love it. All right. Well, we've got the Mega Minute coming up at 7:30. Beat Mercedes in just a few minutes. And this is for Jen, who called to request this for her and her daughter, Caitlin. Golden Hot Tricks. It's Mix 94.1. I was a ghost. I was alone.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, we've got our contestant. It is Marissa. Good morning, Marissa.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Are you ready? Are you going to beat me? I hope so. We are going to play Beat Mercedes. We have a $425 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You have your daughter in the car with you this morning, Marissa. What's her name?
Evelyn.
Adeline, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. All right, guys, you know how it works. You just have to guess the song and artist faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio right now and give you guys a shot. Are you ready?
Yes, all right. Ready.
Good luck, guys. See you in a minute. Bye.
Okay, Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing. Marissa, I'm going to break down the rules for you. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. And once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Okay? And once you say got it, I'm going to stop the clock and the song. And you have 5 seconds to say something. Does that sound good?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Marissa, Beat Mercedes starts now.
Got it.
You got it? What you got?
Ready. Yep.
What you got?
It's Lucas in the Black.
Mm-hmm. Take a guess. You got 3 more seconds. New Kids on the Block. 2, 1. And that is time. Let's bring in Mercedes.
Mercedes.
All right. By the way, you are with Adeline. Did you already drop her off?
No, she's still here with him.
Okay, cool. She's here and to give you some, some good luck. Okay, Mercedes, you're back.
Hello.
Okay, how are we feeling?
Good, good, good. I was just playing with the Oh Wow wheel out there. I was waiting.
That thing is fun to play with.
I know. I'm just spinning it. All right.
Okay, let's do this. Sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
That was easy. Hanging Tough, New Kids on the Block.
Hanging Tough, New Kids on the Block, and Steph has the official results.
Mercedes, you stopped the clock pretty quickly at 1.5 seconds, and you were correct. New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough. Marissa, she knew it was New Kids on the Block, but she blanked on the title at 15.3 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marissa. I mean, it doesn't hurt me that I listen to this song every day since we're giving away the tickets at 7:30. So, Marissa, I'm so sorry. That means that we did not get a winner, and now that diamond pendant turns in to a $450 diamond pendant. Beat Mercedes, 7 o'clock. Make sure you are listening. And, yeah, make sure you're listening at 7:30 if you want to see these guys in concert with the Mega Minute. We'll do that. Right now, though, New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Yesterday was the big parade for our Summerlin South Little League team. They are your 2025 U.S. champions, and the whole community turned out to celebrate. They had marching bands and cheerleaders and pro sports teams, and even Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys was working as MC. Now, I could not stop thinking as I'm watching this coverage of the parade, do you think that the 12-year-old players had the slightest clue who Nick Carter is. I guarantee their moms did. I guarantee the moms did. But those kids are probably like, hey, this is someone's dad who's like helping us out. He has good hair. He's good on the microphone, like very nice. And so that got me thinking, like, hey, if you're a junior listener right now, who's your parents' favorite music artist? Do you know who your parents like to listen to? 702-364-9400. Kids might not know Nick Carter, but they definitely know who their parents are obsessed with. We want to hear from you. And you actually asked kids that exact question when you went out there yesterday, Julian.
I did. It was so much fun. I want to give a shout out to everyone that was there, everyone that I met. And you're going to get some, you know what? I'm going to play you some of the audio, some of the clips right now. And you'd let me know if it's a surprise or if it's expected. But yeah, first, how about Christian and Ryan? Take a listen to this.
Okay, we have Christian.
Hi, and?
Ryan.
Christian and Ryan, we are asking, what is your mom's favorite artist? Celebrity artist, anybody, who is it?
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Aww.
Yeah. Do you know a Beyonce song? Can you sing it?
You don't break my soul. You don't break my soul.
There we go. Break my soul.
That is impressive. I mean, and it's not even like the typical Beyonce song. They pick Break My Soul. That's impressive.
Yeah, Mercedes, let me share with you. When the kids said Break My Soul, automatically, I thought of Steph.
Yeah.
I thought of Steph. I thought, because they were dancing at the same time. I'm like, yo, this would have been a major party with those three.
Whenever someone says Beyonce, I think of Steph. That's just an automatic.
Thank you. Yes. And this mom and I, we would have some fun at the Beyonce concert.
Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling in. Who's your mom's favorite singer?
Favorite singer, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Do you know what her favorite Taylor Swift song is?
Any of them.
She has a lot.
Mom's like, any of them. I'll take all of them, really. I love it. It's so funny what your kids pick up on as far as who you love listening to. Did you talk to some more kids out there?
I did. We're going to go to Carly. Take a listen to Carly.
Carly, what is your parents' or your mom's favorite artist? Oh, my gosh. Do you know a song that she sings all the time?
Probably Golden.
So the Backstreet Boys sings Golden, or is it Huntrix that sings Golden?
Huntrix.
Go away! I love this kid, and I love her mom for loving K-pop Beyonders. It's okay if you thought they were the Backstreet Boys. That's all right. But maybe that's why she was at the parade, to see a Backstreet Boy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Okay, you want to do another?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Grace. Before we get into Grace, I do want to give a shout-out to Grace and her teammate Zoe from Coach Jasmine Lewis. They were awesome yesterday. They played in the Summerlin South Softball Majors All-Star Team, and they won the state of Nevada tournament this year and made it to regionals.
Nice.
Yeah, with that said, here's Grace.
Okay, we got Grace. We're in downtown Summerlin right now before the big parade. We're asking your parents' favorite group, singer.
You two.
Oh, wow. Like, that's like the Joshua Tree, with or without you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is there like a song that sticks out that you hear all the time from them?
Hold on.
Sing it.
I don't know.
We want to hear it.
I don't know the words.
It's okay.
I don't know the song.
They're like, I don't know this song, old man. Like, what are you talking about?
Dude, they pretty much brushed me off. They're like, yeah, that.
Okay, so if anyone watched The Summer I Turned Pretty last night, this song was in it, and I died. Like, it was just the perfect song for the perfect moment. It was so good. I couldn't believe the song placement last night. It was so good.
So they brought it back.
This song was on that last night's episode. Not going to give away any other spoilers, but let's go to the phones really quick here. Kate is on the phone. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Mercedes.
Does your son, Isaac, who is in the car with you right now, know your musical taste?
Yeah.
Okay, Isaac, give it to me. What does your mom just like totally rock out to?
Michael Bublé and
Katy
Perry.
Michael Bublé and Katy Perry. I mean, I know I love to rock out to Michael Bublé. He's one of my favorites. I love it. Do you know her favorite Michael Bublé song?
Home by Michael Bublé.
Wait, say that
again.
What's that?
Home.
Oh, Home. Oh, that's such a good song. I love it.
Yeah, he doesn't really know what my favorite is. It's Olivia Newton-John, but that's way past his age.
Oh, my goodness. Olivia Newton-John? Like, are you talking physical Olivia Newton-John or Grease Olivia Newton-John? Or what are we talking here?
Well, come on. We're 70s babies, so it's Grease. But everybody loves Xanadu and Physical.
Oh, I love it, Kate. You got to school Isaac on that. You got to sit him down and say, listen, today's lesson is in Olivia Newton-John. I love it. Let's talk to Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Do you know who your mom's favorite artist is?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. Okay, what's her favorite song? Can you sing it to us?
It's gonna be May.
I love it. And we say that every April 30th. Don't forget that, Chloe. It's gonna be May. I love it.
I like the attitude at the end.
All right. Oh, last one, Julian. Who else did you talk to?
You are going to love this. We welcome Grant. Here we go.
All right. We're in downtown Summerlin before the big parade, meeting so many great kids. What's your name?
Grant.
If I were to ask you your parents' favorite song, group, what would that be?
Backstreet Boys.
And the song?
Everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. Keep going.
Rock your body. Yeah. Everybody. Rock your body, right?
All right. That is some good parenting right there. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you right now, this kid, he could be at the Sphere as we speak, and I would pay admission.
I am telling you, you parents are doing it right. You're teaching your kids the oldies. You're teaching your kids the classics, and that's what it's all about. And I'm sure mom freaked out seeing Nick Carter right in front of her.
I freaked out. We both freaked out. He waved at us.
That is impressive. I love it. Yeah, congratulations again, Summerlin South. And what a cool community that we live in, that so many people showed up for that parade. So amazing. Thank you guys for that. Let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets for another oldie but goodie, New Kids on the Block. Their Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live Park MGM. These tickets are for November 12th, and not only will we get you the tickets, but we're going to qualify you for the grand prize, upgraded bar stool stage seating, and meet and greets for the show. Who wants to conquer the Mega Minute? It's 60 seconds. 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to the show. Caller 20 right now, you get to try the Mega Minute. Our number is 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Melinda, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Yay.
All right, let's do this. You got this. We want you to conquer the Mega Minute for tickets to see New Kids on the Block, Melinda. You know how it works. Oh, 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to the show. Are you ready to do this?
I hope so. Confident.
Okay. Are you flying solo today? Do you have anyone there helping you out?
Just me and my personality.
I love it. I love it. I've got two of them. So it's like two people helping me out. So here's the deal. Like, I'm just going to answer these questions. You knock out those answers and we're going to get you those tickets. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Melinda, you and your incredible personality got this. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll go back to that question. Okay? And okay. The Mega Minute starts now.
Travis Kelce just proposed to which pop star?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Adam Levine is the lead singer for which band?
Maroon 5.
Yes. In what city would you find the landmark The Bean?
Chicago.
Yes. Who is the current host of Family Feud?
Oh my gosh. I passed.
What does the medical abbreviation ADD stand for?
Pass.
If today is your birthday, what is your zodiac sign?
Leo?
No. What color is the engine in the children's book, The Little Engine That Could?
Blue?
Yes. What branch of medicine has a name which means the science of women?
Ginkgo?
No. What was the nickname of wrestling icon Randy Savage?
Macho Man?
Yes. According to the Lucky Charm cereal, they are magically what?
Delicious.
Yes, I would give you that, even though it was Pestle Buster Belinda. I'm sorry, though. Unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute. We had to skip over a couple of them. And I know I could tell some of these were on the tip of your tongue, and it's like, it's just like your brain isn't moving fast enough. It happens to me when I read some of these questions. The current host of Family Feud is Steve Harvey. The medical abbreviation ADD stands for Attention Deficit Disorder. If your birthday's today, your zodiac sign is a Virgo. And what branch of medicine has a name which means the science of women? That is gynecology. I'm sorry, Melinda, but that means caller 20 right now, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see New Kids on the Block at Dolby Live Park MGM. Not only that, you'll be qualified for the chance of upgraded barstool stage seating and meet and greet passes. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A new study is shaking up the idea that you have to go to college to make the big bucks. According to LendingTree, at least 40% of Americans without a bachelor's degree are pulling in six figures or more. That is 5.7 million full-time workers making $100,000 plus with no diploma hanging on the wall. The top earners include chief executives and legislators, where 63% of non-grads are hitting six figures. Good for them. That's awesome. Along with architectural and engineering managers, software developers, sales engineers, and even first line supervisors of firefighters. And yes, elevator installers and repairers are on the list too, proving that there are all kinds of paths to a high-paying career. Cities where this is the most common include San Francisco, Seattle, San Jose. Just a reminder that, you know, success is not a one-size-fits-all, and sometimes the smartest move does not come from a cap and gown.
Yeah, if you were to pursue another career in Mercedes, not saying you would, but I'm saying if you did, what would that be that didn't require a college degree?
Oh, that didn't require a college degree?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't...
Skilled trade. It could be anything. Like some of the ones you mentioned.
Elevator installer.
You know what? They make a lot of money. I can imagine they make a lot of money.
See, I would... If it was, you know, didn't matter if I had a degree or not, I was going to say teacher. But you need a degree for that. So that was... I would love to be a teacher. That is like a passion of mine. I love kids, but you need a degree for that. So I guess if it's not a degree, elevator installer.
I've always wanted to fly planes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It looks so fun. But the problem is I'm not even the best driver. So I don't know if I would actually make a good,
Yeah, you might not. You might want to find something else. Maybe elevator installer for you.
You know, we're headed to California. We end up in South Dakota.
Yeah. Who knows? You know? Also this morning, Forever Begins Again. That is the cryptic message posted on the official Twilight Instagram this week. With a picture of Bella, Edward, and Jacob. Now fans are buzzing that the franchise might be heading back to theaters this October. Now, no word yet on whether that would be all five films or just some kind of special release, but the fandom already in full meltdown mode. People are dusting off their Team Edward and Team Jacob shirts like they're going to war, man. I honestly want to sit in the theater in 2025 and watch a brand new generation scream at the screen when Edward sparkles for the first time. That is just such a momentous occasion.
See, I'd be down to watch the first one. I never was a huge Twilight fan, but I would be down with what you just said to check out the actual reaction and check out the first one. But how many were there again? Like four or five?
I think there was, wasn't there four? And you always ask me these questions.
I'm sorry,
I don't know the answers to.
Well, I feel like because you know so much, but I feel like after two, for me, I don't know for you, after two, I was gone.
No, I loved the whole series. I want to say it was it three? And then the last one, was it in two parts, Steph? Do you remember on that as far as Twilight goes?
Yes, it was four books, but that last one, Breaking Dawn, was two different parts.
See? Got it.
Mm-hmm. This is why I ask you ladies, because you guys know so much.
Don't give us too much credit.
You do.
I have to say that right now.
I'm pumping y'all up. You really do.
All right. Finally this morning, Guinness World Records just turned 70. And instead of, you know, just reflecting on the past records, like, remember that guy with the world's longest fingernails? Ugh. I would have nightmares about that guy. They're giving us a list of 70 brand new records no one has even attempted yet. So basically, they're handing out a cheat sheet if you ever wanted to see your name in the Guinness Book of World Records. The challenges range from kind of silly, like the most high fives in 30 seconds, to kind of weird, like the fastest time to push an orange 100 meters with your nose. There's also fastest burrito making, most whoopee cushions sat on by a team of two, and longest air guitar marathon. I feel like some of these records were invented at a slumber party or something. This sounds really weird. But still, if you have an unusual skill and way too much free time, this could be your moment.
I feel like the high five thing we could do. I feel like all three of us could actually get real close to that.
I wonder like what they're striving for. Like what's the number on something like that?
Well, I mean, it's not even like no one's attempted it, right? So, I mean, I guess it would start with us.
I know, but like, is there a number we're striving for? Is there a number like, Ooh. Are we trying to get to 100? Like what? You know,
yeah, that's a good point.
Is there any other records that we could break on this show?
What's the orange one? The orange one that was pushing an orange, you said, with your nose or something?
Yeah. You want to try that one?
Yeah. That
put you out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
100 degrees. It's gonna turn to orange juice in a matter of seconds, but we'll still give it a shot. Why not?
Yeah, why not? I'm all right. Broadcasting.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, if you ever want to reach out to the show, you got a question, you got a comment, you got a request, we love to hear from you. You can call or text us at 702-364-9400. So Steph has been dealing with something really personal with her dad's health. And I think a lot of people, Steph, can relate to what you're going through. Do you want to share what's been going on?
Yeah, I don't mind sharing. So my dad, he's been in and out of the hospital lately because he has heart issues, and he's had heart issues for a while. He's had an irregular heartbeat. It's AFib, and his procedure that he just got done is to help him with his heart. They implanted something so it helps relieve less likely to have a stroke. And I'll be honest with you, I've never really experienced like the medical side of things when it comes to my parents. I've been very fortunate to have them pretty healthy. But I do know there's going to be a time, maybe sooner than later, that I'm going to either advocate for my parents during this time with the medical system. And I really don't know much about it. I don't know anything really with how to advocate for my parents, how to guide them through these types of procedures, or even just to ask the right questions. And with him being in and out of the hospital and him being in San Diego, there is that guilt, one, that I'm feeling like not being there for him, and him saying, you know, don't worry about me. You don't need to come down. I'm fine. Luckily, I have family that's helping him out. But there's that part of me that like feels like I don't know enough. And there's that part of me that feels like I need to physically be there with the doctors to know and ask these questions about his health. And I honestly just don't even know where to start. So I guess my position is, where can I go, or what can I ask? And who are the people that I need to ask these questions to? And if you have any advice for me, I'd love to have that.
Yeah. Has anyone, let's open this up. Has anyone ever had to be like, an advocate for a parent or a family member with doctors or the medical system. Maybe you're a doctor or in the medical system and you have some good advice for Steph. 702-364-9400. And I know a lot of people have walked this same road. I mean, first of all, I just want to say, Steph, that how much I admire you for like even thinking about stepping in like this. A lot of people would hear their dad say, oh, don't worry, I'm fine, and just take that at face value. Yeah. But you're listening to your gut, and that's what makes you such a great daughter. And here's the thing. I went through a lot with my dad when he was diagnosed with brain cancer, and it was right here in Las Vegas when the diagnosis happened. And what I learned, and see if any of you guys listening agree, you don't have to know every medical term. You don't have to be an expert to be an advocate. Half of the time, what the doctors need is someone in the room asking the very simple questions. Like, I can't tell you how many times I said, can you explain that in plain English? And they did. Can you write that down for me? I'll say, you know, why are you recommending this now instead of later? Just like basic things that really help to make everyone accountable. But my biggest tip is to write down what each doctor says, because sometimes they're not all on the same page. And that was a big thing for me. If you ever feel like something is off, hospitals actually have patient advocates that you can request, and their whole job is to make sure that the parents' rights are being respected.
Yeah, I'm definitely no expert, but it's very relatable, Steph. I've been in a very similar situation for my dad passed, but I will say your parents are divorced, correct? Oh, yeah, she's on the phone. I'm sorry. Your parents are divorced?
Yeah, they're divorced.
I mean, if they're on good terms, I'm going to hope that they are.
Yeah.
I would say it's all about the foundation first. And I learned actually just from what Mercedes was saying, I could learn a lot from what you just said in terms of like writing everything down and just being organized in terms of asking good questions. But yeah, I would say delegation, you know what I mean? Like obviously, you know, a support system with mom and then your extended family and maybe just delegating and just look, at the end of the day, it's doing the best you can. You know, you're here, they're there. And I would say keeping the lines of communication open, you know, being the fact that you have family there, then you can actually go through them. Sometimes if you can't talk to, you know, the nurses that are over there directly sometimes. So that's what I would say.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm coming down to San Diego this weekend is to be with family and yes, spend time with them, but to really understand, okay, walk me through day by day what they did, medication, what is this AFib that you've been experiencing? How fast is your irregular heartbeat and all that stuff too?
Yeah, the basics. Nicole is on the phone at 702-364-9400. Hey, Nicole, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have advice on, you know, being a patient advocate when your parents get to that point where there's kind of a role reversal, you know?
I had to go through this 2 summers ago. I had to learn to become a nurse and a doctor all at the same time. I had to keep a journal, know the medicines, know the dosage. At one point, they didn't know what was going on, and I was asked, do you believe in God? You should start praying. And I'm thinking, well, can we figure this out? Until I started keeping a journal, figuring it out for myself, things didn't start to turn around. And then, surprise, she's allergic to this medicine because I was keeping a journal of the times and the blood pressure and everything.
The notes are so important. Like I said, you have to write everything down. I would even record them. I'll say, is it okay if I record you? And I turn on my voice memo and I just like would record our conversation. So I had it all down. Nicole, that is some great advice. Let's talk to Katrina. Katrina, good morning. What do you think?
I think that you need to be involved in everything. You have to know the medication. I gave my husband a kidney and didn't know anything about dialysis. I went to office dialysis until it got comfortable. And then we did the transplant and learned we just go into the doctors every day and just doing his medication and learning what he has to take.
It's important that you make yourself involved, even if you're not invited to be involved, Steph. You just do it. Like, honestly, though, I think being there is the biggest gift. Even if your dad says he doesn't need you deep down, I think it's going to give him peace of mind knowing you're watching out for him. And it'll give you peace, too, because you'll feel like you've done everything you can. But I get it. The guilt, the worry, and that weird shift when you realize your parents aren't invincible anymore.
Oh, that is exactly how I'm feeling. Like, that weird realizing that my parents, they're getting older. And I see them, like, as these strong figures. And I forget, like, they have their times, too, when they're fragile. And that they're human, too.
Yeah, but at the same time, your dad is still young. And he's in relatively good shape. And it's, you know, this is a bump in the road. So we're not, like, you know, freaking out or anything right there, but you want to be there for them. Mm-hmm. We're going to take some more of your calls. 702-364-9400. Vanessa's on hold, who has some great advice. And then Kim is a nurse. She says she sees this all the time. What advice would she give? We're going to talk to her and take more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, there comes a point in life where the roles kind of flip and suddenly you are the one that is looking out for your parents instead of the other way around. And that's kind of what Steph is walking through right now with her dad's health. And it's something that I think a lot of us eventually face. And we're taking your call. Steph wants to know kind of what does she do at this point? Let's talk to Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
What do you think? Do you have some advice for Steph on this?
Yes, because I've been dealing with this for the last 15 years with my mom. And what you need to do is you need to go to the doctor appointment and let them know that you want to know what's going on. And that way they know you and you could start building up a rapport. And due to the fact that she lives in two different states, when her dad does go to the doctor's appointment, you can make a separate time call to follow up on your dad's appointment.
Vanessa, is there any questions that you think I need to be asking or just be taking vigilant notes?
You should be asking, did they put a pacemaker in there? Is that where it's leading to? What about the medication? There's just a lot of different stages your dad can be going through depending on how bad the AFib is.
I would jump in there. Vanessa, thanks for your call. I would add, you know, what exactly is the diagnosis? That would be my first question. What's mm-hmm. the diagnosis? Yep. What are the treatment options? What are the risks? What are the side effects that we need to look out for? Those are the big ones for me. Let's talk to Kim, is a nurse. Kim, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Hi. This is something I see all the time with families in the hospital, and the best thing I could advise is that you talk with your family about what their idea of end-of-life care looks like, because it's different for everyone. So something called an advance directive, it's a legal document that outlines exactly your wishes if for some reason you're not able to make those decisions for yourself. Mm-hmm. This document states those wishes for your family and for the hospital. And I really recommend, it's a lot of hard questions, tough conversations, but it makes it a little bit easier for the family. It takes a weight off of them because you know exactly what the family member wants because they've already made those decisions when they were of sound mind and body, you know?
Yeah, and that way you can say, okay, I'm in charge now. This is what my dad told me, and this is what he wants. So you sit down, and I mean, honestly, I feel like he's in good hands if you're kind of taking the role of the primary caregiver in this situation. But I mean, he's still a young guy. He's doing well. He still likes to sing, what is it, Flo Rida?
Yeah, get low, low. You know, the thing is, like, when he got out of the hospital, he goes, this food is so bad, take me to get something with some hot sauce in it.
In moderation.
That's not good for the heart.
In moderation.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant for Heads Up. Marianne, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Are you ready to win these tickets to see Big Time Rush?
I am.
Okay, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Pump It Up or Bananarama?
Pump It Up.
Pump it up. Okay, National Petroleum Day was yesterday. So these are all things associated with gasoline, okay? Gasoline. We got this. Six answers in 60 seconds is all we need to get. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Marion, let's do it. 60 seconds and heads up. Starts now.
Okay, Chevron, Shell, these are all... Yes, this is what you put into the car to fill it up. You put in the
gas.
Yeah, but it comes from a what?
Oh, from a gas pump.
Yes, this is mine holds 30 gallons. My what?
A tank.
Yes,
tank.
Yes. This is how many 30 what it fills my gas tank.
30 gallons.
Yes, gallons. This is it gets. I'm gonna rev my what on my car.
Engine.
Yes. When I'm not full on my tank, I am. What? One more time. Did you say? Oh, yes. She said empty. All right. Yes, you got it. Marion, I'm so sorry. Your phone cut out, but you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to see
awesome.
Big Time Rush. That show is this weekend over at Planet Hollywood. You are in for free. That's going to be so fun. I remember watching this show all the time and just love the guys. So you are in. Congratulations. And if you want to win, the winning continues next hour. We'll have a pair of tickets for you to check out comedian Chelsea Handler. Be listening right around 9:40. It's Mix.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Google is sounding the alarm for its 2.5 billion Gmail users. The company's urging everyone to change their passwords after hackers pulled off a pretty significant number of successful break-ins. The attacks usually happen when scammers send emails with those fake sign-in pages, or they'll pose as Google support staff. So they're advising everyone to keep an eye out for suspicious activity. Enable that two-factor authentication. Basically, if you see a sketchy email that looks like it's from Google asking you for your password, don't click it. Just Google says this is a reminder that your inbox, it's not just where your junk mail goes. It's also a top target for hackers, for sure.
Where do you keep your passwords, Mercedes, if you forget them?
Do I keep them?
Yeah, like I email mine to myself so I don't forget. I'm always curious how people, like, if you forget your password, how do you bring it back? Do you just, like, reset your password?
Oh,
you
I just save them on my phone. Like, you know, when it says, would you like to save this password? I just save it. I don't email it or anything like that. Yeah, I just save it. Yeah.
I was just curious. Yeah, I definitely get these. I definitely got these warnings on the whole Gmail thing. But I don't know. I guess I feel. What's the app that protects you from all these things? I'm looking at. I'm trying to find it right now. Maybe you can help me. The LifeLock. I got the LifeLock app. So for some reason, I feel like when these things happen, things get hacked, it's like I'm invincible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're invincible if you are going to get protection from it, right? But mm-hmm. I think it can't prevent the actual break-ins.
Yeah,
right. If you click on something, it doesn't matter if you have LifeLock or, you know, Lifelines or whatever. It's not going to do anything.
Don't follow what I do, people. Then what I do is I just reset everything and I just type in a whole new password.
Yeah, that's the thing. Keeping track of all those passwords, that can be frustrating sometimes, but sometimes you got to do it.
Yep.
Also this morning, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement is not just making headlines, it's making money. Kelce's jersey sales are up 200% since the announcement, making it his best sales day since the Super Bowl. On the music side, Taylor's song So High School, which played in their engagement post, saw streams skyrocket nearly 400% on Spotify. And if that wasn't enough, the couple has been flooded flooded with wedding offers, including one from a strip club right here in Las Vegas that offered to host their joint bachelor and bachelorette parties. I mean, why you wouldn't take them up on that offer? I don't know. Let's do this. Have the bachelor and bachelorette parties here in Vegas, guys, especially with her album, Life of a Showgirl. What better place to do it?
They are smart. Like, I'm not saying it's calculated, but they're really smart in what they're doing. They really are. I think he was talking about this on his, Travis was talking about it on his New Heights podcast, just the numbers and the success it's been. He even made a joke. What are your thoughts on this? They made a joke. It was tongue in cheek, but I mean, they said it, you know, what would it be like? Because the numbers dropped. I mean, the numbers were extremely high on that episode with Taylor. What would it be like if Taylor was on every single episode or on more?
Oh, I think it would explode every single week. I mean, you saw the records. Yeah, you don't think so?
Well, I think initially, but do you think it would stay as high?
I would watch every single episode. Steph, would you watch every single episode if Taylor was on there?
I'll be watching the countdown before it drops. I will be rewatching clips. Do I think that she would make a good fit? I don't know. Just because it's like two guys talking about football.
Yeah, sure. I don't think she should do it. But if they did have her on again, I would watch it.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just watch it just to watch it. Makes sense.
Well, if you are a fan, definitely want to be listening all weekend long. We're celebrating their engagement with your chance to win a rock of your own. We have a 2-carat lab-grown diamond engagement ring from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers that we're going to be giving away. So anytime you hear a Taylor song this weekend, you'll have to text the word ring to 20357 and one very lucky person is going to get a tailor-made ring from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. It's going to be really cool. Finally, this morning, a dad in Wisconsin just made the short list for the worst husband and father of the year. His name is Ryan Borgwart, and he's 45 years old. He faked his own death so he could run off to Eastern Europe to be with his mistress from Uzbekistan. So what he did is he staged this kayaking accident. He left his boat on the lake. He paddled an inflatable raft to shore, rode 70 miles on an e-bike, hopped buses and planes through Detroit, Toronto, Paris, and Asia before he landed in Georgia, the country, not the state. So investigators found that he had reversed his vasectomy and taken out a $375,000 life insurance policy. They eventually tracked him down and brought him back. So this week he was sentenced to 89 days in jail, one for each day his family thought he was dead. He was ordered to pay $30,000 for his search. No surprise, his wife filed for divorce almost immediately after he came back. No word if the mistress is still in the picture. Something tells me she might be rethinking her choices on that one.
This is a lot. Well, why did he just ask for a divorce? You know, just get a divorce.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to deal with all the money and payouts that go along with something like that. But that was the definition of stupid criminal this morning in the Hot 3. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. People will go to some pretty wild lengths to save a few bucks. Julian, you were saying this actually happened to someone you know?
Yeah, a buddy of mine, and I'm still trying to absorb it. First off, if you're listening, thank you. But what is the what's the farthest that you've gone to save money? This could be anything. It could be a medical procedure. It could be maybe driving to another city to save on gas, or maybe to get more gas, or maybe flying out of a smaller airport. Maybe you went for, you know, trying to get an incredible deal. My buddy Lane, and by the way, the number is 702-364-9400. Can call or text. But my buddy Lane, he goes to Tijuana quite a bit, ladies. And I never ask any questions because I just didn't. And then he shared with me that he went recently to get a vasectomy. And he went again, yesterday? Yeah, he drove out yesterday to, I guess you have to get a follow-up. And apparently he goes there quite a bit. I had no idea. He says that doctor's visits are like $20. Seeing a specialist is $50 and something like that. And I just got to thinking, you know, that is a significant amount of savings. But then also, I'm like, wait a minute, I think I did this. I did. A couple years ago, a buddy of mine had a Nike pass in Portland. So, you know, I saved up, saved my money, and we went to Portland, used miles, and we got a chance to go to the Nike employee store, and they offer 40% off and no tax. So essentially, that's 50% off. So, yeah, I'd say that's a pretty far travel to save some money, but it was a good investment.
You felt like it was worth it. I mean, you didn't spend any money on gas or anything like that, right?
Absolutely. I thought it was great.
Have you done this stuff? Have you traveled somewhere to save a couple of bucks?
Not me, but I think, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around, did they really save money? So our friends that live in Las Vegas wanted to go to Hawaii. And they said, oh my God, prices for airfare are so expensive. It was like almost $1,000 round trip. So they found a great deal from LAX to Oahu. So they're like, okay, how much is it a flight from Las Vegas to LAX? Would it still matter if we just flew? So I guess what they've realized, and with their calculations, their math was, if we drive from Vegas to LAX 4 hours, they're saving more money from flying from LAX to Oahu instead of doing like a layover from LAX. I'm like, why don't you guys just spend the extra $100 versus trying to drive all the way from here all the way to LA, wait a couple hours, then you do your flight, and then you have to drive all the way back after your Hawaii trip? The math ain't mathing for me.
Like, what is your time worth? You know, I agree with that. I feel like there's a difference with saving a couple of bucks, but then there's like making your life more difficult. And is that even worth it? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do any of y'all like the challenge, though? Like it's kind of like winning something really big. Do any of y'all get vindication when you save a bunch of money?
I absolutely do. I'm your coupon girl. If there is an online coupon code for it, I'm going to do it. But I mean, I don't know. I am thrifty, but I'm not using Groupon for a surgery or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go pretty far. I'll be honest. If it's saving 50 bucks, I'll pretty much do anything. And it's so funny you say that, Steph. I was thinking about, because I got to go to Hawaii, or I'd like to go at the end of the year, and I tickets are so expensive. So I'm thinking, how do I finagle my way? I'll wait. I will wait at the airport at LAX for 10 hours.
You might start renting a boat now, Julian. Just get on that kayak and start rowing all the way to Hawaii now.
Start swimming.
See ya.
It's Mix 94.1.